This is the Social Geek Radio Network. Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and marketing consigliere. Today's guest is Jennifer Callender, and today's episode is brought to you by Citroen Cooperman, Answer Connect, and Consumer Fusion. Consumer Fusion helps franchises attract customers online with their AI-powered reputation platform. With more than 70,000 illegitimate negative reviews removed, Consumer Fusion allows franchise brands to maximize their digital footprint with reputation management, local SEO, and social media, including automated owners' responses and integrated review generation tools. Get started with a one-month free pilot and learn why brands trust Consumer Fusion with their online reputation. Visit consumerfusion.com/pilot. Consumer Fusion, keeping reviews honest. Joining us for the first time on Social Geek today is Jennifer Callender. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm doing well, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing great. It was great to finally see you in person not long ago at the FCXC in Atlanta. Was that a good show for you guys?
That was an amazing show. I was in San Diego at IFA, and it's so big, you know, you don't know you're meeting and seeing everybody that you need to connect with. But I think with this conference, it was just the right size. You were able to make those really purposeful connections. So it was good seeing you, Jack.
Yeah, it was great seeing you. And I agree with the size. It's I think we had about 350 people there. Yeah. I know the next show in that same space in Atlanta will be the Franchise Leadership and Development Show in October. Probably have 450, maybe 500 people there. I love those kinds of shows too. I agree with you about the big IFA show. I think there are still people that that are probably waiting for me somewhere in San Diego that I forgot to go see. So I totally agree. The size of those shows, you can navigate it. You can see the people that you want to see and make a little bit of time for everybody. So like I said, great seeing you there. And for those who aren't as familiar with you as I am, give us a little update on what you're doing these days as far as all of the work in franchising. Where are you at?
Yes, so great question. So I am a certified franchise consultant based here in Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, I always get the question of, how did you get into that role? Well, truth be told, Jack, I knew nothing about franchise consulting or franchise brokerage because I only had the experience of franchising from the consumer side. Yeah. So I was frequenting quick serve restaurants, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, never knew the vast scope and depth of franchising. And I was looking for a franchise. I knew I wanted to take early retirement from corporate. And I thought, I went to a meeting or something and I met a franchise broker. And he said, well, let me help you find one. And we got pretty far down the road. Now, my background in corporate, I have IT. And then I transitioned into a project manager. And so I'm really process centric. Mm-hmm. My husband will tell you that I will probably write a flow chart for our vacations. And I do. But nonetheless, I was fascinated with his process versus what he was helping me to do finding the franchise. I got pretty far down the road with a senior living franchise, but I never could take my attention from the process. So I said, well, let me just take a moment and explore this a little bit more. And I started asking around, and the first person I reached out to was with Franserve. And I called them up and I said, well, what has your experience been? Do you like it? What's the aha? What would you do differently? And got some really candid feedback. And what nothing that was shared with me was enough for me to stop exploring. So I continued exploring and talked with a couple of people over at Friendserve, Alicia, Don, and those guys, and signed on. I was just really intrigued with what they were doing and got certified. And I've been here ever since, and I love it. No day is the same. I love what I do.
I love that idea of no day being the same. And I think there are certain people who are attracted to that kind of lifestyle. I know I am. No interview is ever the same as the one I did yesterday. And no candidate is the same as the one that you spoke to yesterday, I'm sure. So
that's right.
I think I would guess that most of the FranServe folks that I know, especially Alicia, who is obviously one of my favorite people, I think she lives that same lifestyle too, that every day is a little bit of a new adventure. And I think there's a lot of people in franchising that are attracted to that sort of feeling as well.
I have to say, and there, to your point, there is something there, because you wake up and you probably have the best laid plans of what you're expecting and anticipating accomplishing. But there's always that client, there's always that thing, there's always that brand rep that needs that call with you. So that's why I say no day is the same.
Yeah. And no year is the same, no month is the same.
Right.
So
let's
dive in a little into what's going on in the world of candidate recruitment here in, and if anyone's listening to this far in the future, we're recording this in early July of 2022. Jennifer, what are you hearing out on the street these days as far as how things are going in franchise development? What are people searching for? What are they looking for? What's sort of top of mind when it comes to owning your own business?
Yeah, that's a meaty question there, Jack. So, you know, let me try here. So what I am seeing is on the client side, clients are looking for, you know, support in that next journey. By nature of where I am plugged into in my community, in my networks, the organizations that I'm affiliated with, I meet those clients that are really inquisitive about franchising. You know, if I get up and introduce myself, you get the, oh, I never thought about franchising as an option. And so these people that I am interacting with, they're, in professional and underrepresented communities, and just really curious about franchising, and it has never been on their radar. So when you talk about that from what that means from a franchise consulting perspective, it kind of puts me back on my heels, because I have to approach and service these folks in a little bit different way. And being able to pivot and do that is key. And I say that because this becomes more of an educational offer than here are some brands you already know. You already have the foundational elements of what franchise business ownership and opportunity looks like. But it even starts way beyond that. The conversation starts way beyond that, because you're saying, here's what franchise means. Here's what it looks like. Here's what it can offer you. And having some of those educational conversation to get them to that point of, okay, let's talk about brands. So I'm having those kind of conversations on the client side. And something that's really interesting that's happening on the brand side is brands are looking for, you know, those consultants that can bring forward those clients where they can grow their brands in a more diverse, targeted way.
Are the brands doing that? Like what are they focused on right now to find those people who are going to help navigate the candidates through the process and find the candidates that they're looking for. Where do the brands even start?
Yeah, and that's the question, right? That is the million-dollar question. Where do they even start? So a lot of conversations and engagements with HBCUs, that's one area. There's a lot of conversations around professional organizations, MBA, national Black MBA organizations in local cities, Black chambers, African-American consultants. And then on top of that, I layer on and offer events that they can plug into for sponsorship and opportunities to be on panels to speak to, you know, to the audience that they're targeting and bring forward the brand that way. So there's a number of different ways that that may not look like what they're typically used to doing. So being able to really think about this in a more creative way, brands are having those conversations. And I just think it's really, really refreshing.
I love that you said they're doing things that they're not typically used to doing, because I think that just described everything that we need to do, right? And anything that we've done in the past, great if it got you to where you are today, but it's not going to get someone else to where they need to be, probably, because circumstances have definitely changed for everyone. I also like the idea of working through other organizations and associations. I think so many of us in franchising get sort of these blinders on when it comes to, we work with the IFA and we do all of these things with the IFA and they have great events and we go to these great events, but that's the only association out there. But you're so right. There are so many other organizations out there that would really help these brands broaden their scope and really find a lot more people who they might be looking for.
That's absolutely right. And I think that in 2023 at IFA, you're going to find, you know, some of these case studies bring forward where brands are really thinking about this in a different way. You know, we heard from Yum. Yum has done an excellent job of reaching some targets that they wanted to reach. Mm-hmm. And now I think it's brought this awareness to brands that, hey, we can't continue to do the same things that we've been doing and expecting different results. We have to really be purposeful about this work that we're trying to do and not only engage with these folks, but how do we sustain them?
I love the model that Yum has set up with finding candidates, also with some of the other educational stuff that they're doing with, I think it's the University of Louisville and That's some right. of the other things that they're involved in. It's kind of back to what you said. It's not what companies were typically doing in the past. And
that's right.
And here they are. And I do want to mention too, the IFA is doing, I think, a fantastic job in this area as well with their diversity board and some of the other programs they have going. I think it's a very different IFA than it was when I joined a dozen years ago. So kudos to the IFA. But yeah, you're right. We've got to spread our wings and reach out to some other areas of business outside of franchising, because so many of the people that you talk to, like you said, they're not really thinking franchising. So they're obviously not members of franchise associations. They're part of some other organizations or other communities that that maybe they haven't been talking about franchising very much.
Well, and you said a couple of things that I do want to touch on there. So, you know, I had to question why isn't franchising top of mind for people? Mm-hmm. And I went back to when I grew up and my marching orders that my parents gave me when I left home and I went to college. My marching orders were graduate from college, find the corporate job, work the corporate job and excel there, retire, and that was your life.
Yeah. Did we grow up in the same household? I think we did, because that was the career path that I was set out on as well, which works great for some people. It obviously was not your path, or it really wasn't mine either.
Well, I tell you, I wish someone had told me about franchising, or I wish I had been more inquisitive, I would say,
yes,
about other options earlier on in my long career in corporate. But, you know, needless to say, I'm here now.
Back in a moment after this word from Citrin Cooperman. Citrin Cooperman is proud to be the home of one of the leading franchising practices in the country. With over 40 years of franchise experience, Citrin Cooperman provides a full range of services to a vast number of franchise concepts. They work with the owners, operators, controllers, and CFOs of a wide range of franchisors and multi-unit franchisees to help them establish their brands and grow their businesses to the next level. The Citrin Cooperman Franchise Practice is comprised of experienced CFE-accredited professionals, providing franchisors and multi-unit franchisees the guidance and insight they need to minimize uncertainty, meet compliance and contractual obligations, and stay focused on building their businesses. For more information, please contact Aaron Chytovsky and Michael Iannuzzi at citrincooperman.com/franchise.
When you talk about IFA, IFA came here and just did a great job with Open for Opportunity here in Atlanta.
Oh, tell me about that. I was not able to participate in any of that, but I did see some content being shared on social media about it. Tell me what happened on that day.
Yeah, so there was a really thoughtful conversation that they brought different diverse leaders in the franchise space to a roundtable discussion and with the mayor. And it was just really thoughtful how they did that and brought up, okay, we have some opportunities. We know we have some things to solve for. We know that, you know, with all these chamber representatives, we need to be talking about access to capital, what that means, and what we're doing as IFA to address some of that. And, you know, through the Diversity Council with Ricky Amos, mm-hmm. they have this whole with the Black Leadership Council, they have a whole arm that's access to capital that's being led by Jack Wilson and doing an excellent job there to make sure that we're taking that conversation of access to capital. And we have an answer. We have something to provide these folks to say, yes, we understand that access to capital is an issue, but here's what we have to offer, or here's some resources that we have to offer to kind of remove that from being such an obstacle. And that's the conversation, Jack, that we're having with these brands, and we're bringing these clients. I don't think anybody wants a handout, but we have to recognize that the starting point for some is not the same starting point for others. And so what do we do to bring those folks who are starting at a place that's not, as forward as others? What do we do to bring them forward in this whole process to start them at the same level? And that is a conversation that's being welcomed. What does that conversation look like? It looks like we're willing to, remove some of the franchise fee or all of the franchise fee, or put a plan in place to repay the franchise fee. What are we doing to creatively talk about, access to capital? It's not that you're removing the franchise fee, but you're creatively thinking about how can we get this done and bring these folks along in the process.
I love that idea of the franchise fee being reinvested in someone's own business in another manner.
That's right.
Because if I'm a brand, do I want that franchise fee today, or do I want that franchisee to invest in their own business? And someday that's going to pay off for me a lot more. Right.
That's right.
And I think it's, you know, we're finally getting to this sort of longer term play that that everyone is comfortable with, and they see that it isn't, as you say, it isn't just a handout. It's actually making a smart decision to invest in people. So I love that idea. And you mentioned my pal Jack Wilson, who he recently really opened my eyes to this as well, where we talk so much in franchising about, you know, don't go in undercapitalized. And if you don't have, if you don't have the capital, you're going to fail. And it's like, yeah, if someone doesn't have the capital, it's a non-starter. This is never going to happen. So that's really got to be, before you even get to step one, that's where you've got to start the entire process.
That's right. That's right. You're absolutely right. And when you talk about Jack Wilson, I don't know if I've shared this with you, but I'm also a part of the J3 Collaborative Project.
Oh, tell me about that.
Yes, it's really, really exciting. So we are three independent professionals, business owners, and we were doing this work in our own spaces. And we thought, we're moving the needles in our own spaces. Why not? Why don't we think about bringing this work forward? So we have aligned ourselves in a very strategic way where we are actually acting as a resource for franchise brands that are wanting to reach out to underrepresented, vetted, and qualified candidates to grow their franchise teams. And it's been amazing, Jack. We have a recently announced partnership with Self Esteem Brand. And we house Anytime Fitness.
Yeah, sure.
Bar Method, Waxing the City. And those brands, they're doing this work across all of those brands. So it's just been an exciting conversation with them. And this strategy is from the top down. And that's the only way it will work, is if you have, you know, leadership backing this work. And it's just been so refreshing to see this work come about and these conversations that we're having with the leadership team over there. So more to come there, but that's the recent win that we've had. And we're just excited about what this is going to play out to be.
And you're involved with Jack Wilson on that. Who else is involved in the J3 project?
I'm involved with Jack Wilson, and he's in the Philadelphia area. And also Johnny Romero, he's in Portugal now. So we have a little bit of an international footprint as well.
Excellent. Very good. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining me today. If anyone would like more information about the J3 project or any of the other candidate work you're doing, or maybe they've just got some questions about finding the right business for themselves, or maybe it's a brand who is looking for a little bit of help too, where can people reach you these days?
Great question. So the easiest way to reach out to me is on my LinkedIn profile, Jennifer Callender on LinkedIn. That's the quickest way. All my contact information, phone numbers there. I would love to have a conversation with you if you're interested in exploring or just learning more about franchise business ownership.
Excellent. Thanks so much. We'll have links to your LinkedIn profile and any other places on today's show notes. Jennifer, thanks so much. And I will see you soon at an IFA event, I hope.
That's right. See you soon, Jack. Take care.
Before we go, a quick word from Answer Connect. Everyone has a phone, but not everyone is answering the phone correctly. When you spend marketing dollars to grow your business, you cannot afford to miss any calls or answer the phone with, "Hey." Answer Connect is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to support new business, current clients, or urgent calls, and they send messages to you immediately. They integrate with many of today's popular CRMs, taking advantage of technology and taking one more thing off of your to-do list. In addition to taking calls, they can set appointments, follow up with potential customers via form fill inquiries, and make outbound calls for reinvigoration campaigns. Let Answer Connect work in your business so you can work on your business. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234 or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. Your comeback of a lifetime starts now. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.